Temelín has just been completed at a cost of something around 100 billion crowns, about $2.5 billion. In economic terms, surely it is madness to consider stopping the plant now.
Look, when I was at the Ministry of Environment, I initiated a commission, an international commission, but then our period was over, and the new ministers of environment and industry, they continued this commission, they changed the members there. However, the result of this commission was that still it's a very risky business, that there is in fact no need of this new electric power supply, and that there are many risks. The main risk are the costs of the electricity, because we do have in Europe an electricity market. You know, it's very different if we compare the conditions in Europe, especially in those countries where the internal market with the electricity is fully opened, like Germany, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, partly Austria, Italy and others. And there is the experience that the atomic power plants, they have problems competing with the price. Other problem here is that the expert commission, the international commission, said it might be a good business if there is 100% of production put in the market. And this is a question, because we have an overproduction of the electricity.
CEZ says it will be capable of exporting this electricity and competing with the EU. I mean, are they misguided? Or?
I think that's the main failure. Look, the export ambition of a CEZ and the government is very high. But the Austrian parliament passed the resolution saying that they are not going to import any electricity from the non-EU states which has got the atomic nuclear.
That's one country.
Well, I'm talking about those countries where we are exporting. The other country is Germany. And in Germany the debate, because there is also the overproduction, there is a tough fight of the producers and traders. They opened the market last year in February. The prices dropped down for business of about 30% or 40%, and for private partners of about 15 to 20%. So there is a tough fight, and they don't want to allow Czechs to compete with the electricity. And there is one important EU direction, which is a direction about opening the internal markets, electricity markets, and it says that the member state has got a power to stop the import of the electricity from other state according to how far this state from where the electricity is going to be imported itself opened its internal market, but we haven't opened it at all, and we are asking the European Commission for the delay up to the year 2005. This is the thing which was passed by the Parliament a couple of weeks ago. So I'm expecting the problems, and I think that the export ambition is absolutely unrealistic.
If you were Environment Minister now, what would you do?
I would let the internal market work with the electricity. First step should be fast privatization of CEZ, and as fast as possible to let the market decide, and it will tell us if nuclear is competitive or not. The responsibility of a government is to promote renewable sources of energy. Our percentage of this renewables is only 1.5%. The European Union is expecting 12% in the year 2010 as the EU average. So we do have a lot of things to do, and it is a responsibility of government to create the conditions for the owners and producers of the electricity from these renewables to be able to compete on the market.
And how do you see the future of the brown coal mines and the coal-powered stations in North Bohemia?
According to the calculation of this international commission, it's going to be 12,500 people which will lose the job due to the Temelín. It's going to be a very tough time for Northwest Bohemia. One of the solutions of this problem is to help to create the conditions so that these old conventional power plants, whose effectivity of changing the primary source of energy, the coal, into the electricity is like 27 to 29%. It's very low. But there are the technologies called clean coal technologies, which are much more effective. And there will be a higher effectivity of using the brown coal as a primary source of energy, which will in fact prolong the sources of brown coal there, which are now calculated up to the year 2024.
Surely the government would argue, well, if you want efficient power, nuclear power, and if you want resources, there are hundreds of years of uranium in the Czech Republic to fuel nuclear power stations.
Yeah. Well, it's a question of a cost. If we look on, for example, the German example, so we see that they are switching off the atomic power plants not only because of a political pressure of Greens in the government, but the main reasons are the economic reasons. 9 of the Germans' atomic power plants already now are not able to compete. And the way how they are surviving in this market is that they can use the interest rates from the money that they are depositing according to the law for handling nuclear waste. This is the way how they are surviving. But those who are able to compete on the market are the gas power stations and then this CCT coal power stations. This is not going to be a decision of the government if the old conventional power plants will be exchanged for some modern, more efficient technology. This is going to be a decision made by the private electricity companies. The only responsibility of the government is to allow this market to be created here in the Czech Republic as soon as possible.